play sheet, my energy blueprint, my high energy guide, observe without judgment. What lights you up? What fills you well? What makes your cells come alive? What makes your soul sing? What brings a smile to your face? What calms the chatter in your mind? What makes you feel abundant? What makes you shake your booty? What elevates your emotions? What is happening when you're feeling a way that you want to bottle and drink like Kool-Aid whenever you need that magic elixir? Keep adding to this list as you think of things. It's your unique guide to your energy experiences. My low energy guide. Observe without judgment. What drains you? What brings your energy lower than usual? What draws you into a funk? What depletes you? What makes you feel anxious, depressed, unsure? What is happening when you're feeling a way that you'd love to change? Keep adding to this list as you think of things. It's your unique guide to your energy experiences. My high energy playbook. Now let's set these into action for at least 30 days or 30 experiences and see how we feel. The idea is if we can practice filling our energy cup up, then we can make it into a routine or a ritual, and this is only going to positively infuse our daily experiences. What are 5 things you can do first thing every day and or before you encounter an experience that may deplete your energy? You can change these things up each day or experience for variety, or stick to your favorite 5 items in order to strengthen that neural pathway. Important, schedule this into your day planner. It's one thing to idealize something, it's another to action it. Do the latter, baby, make it happen. And here on our play sheet, we have 1 to 30 spaces, so there's a lot of spaces there, with space to fill in 5 items for each of those 30 ones. So get amongst it and make it happen. My energy exploration and transformation. You high vibin' legend. You're keeping track of what lights you up as well as what depletes you. You're exploring and filling your well before you start your day or prior to experiences that drain you. Rock on with your good self for being committed to elevating your life experience. It's something that's completely in your hands. Your energy is your life force. It's your creativity. It's your source of all abundance. So it's kind of important. Protect your beautiful energy like precious jewels, like a secret hidden oasis that's all yours to cultivate and enjoy. Explore how you transform your experiences to the next level of kickassery. And remember, attention equals energy, intention equals transformation. What are some extra practices you can put in place to protect your energy from depleting in the areas you've mentioned? What can you do differently? What can you change? Observe without judgment. Notice what's going on. Then choose your course of action. Explore some ways you can conserve or raise your energy in these areas that in the past have affected it. Some important questions you can ask yourself of specific experiences to help with transforming what you want to change. What am I focusing on and what do I intend to happen? Keep adding to this list as you think of things. It's your unique guide to your energy transformation.